Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news-ad-free. That's amazon.com/news-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
This is TalkSport Daily.
Hello, hello, happy Tuesday, my friends, and welcome to another Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily podcast with me, your host, Andy Goldstein. And we start with reaction to the darts at Ali Pali, where... This just handed to me. This will be... we start with Wolves beating Ralph Ragnick's Manchester United at Old Trafford in the Premier League. Brilliant. I'd much rather talk darts, but anyway, this is how we reacted on my show. Fantastic. Andy Goldstein Sports Bar last night. Can't wait to hear this again.
You cannot coach players who do not want to be coached. That's how I see this Manchester United bunch of players right now. They were terrible. Brilliant performance from Wolverhampton Wanderers. Thoroughly deserved it. Fantastic game. Super football. But Man United come away from Old Trafford today with absolutely nothing. It's finished. Manchester United 0, Wolverhampton Wanderers 1.
The goal that we conceded showed our problems, especially when it's about winning the ball back, keeping the ball out of our box. Traoré was back to our goal and we allowed him to turn and then get the cross in. And again, the cross had already been defended by Phil Jones, headed out of the box. But this kind of goal, Manchester United has conceded too often this season. And it happened, unfortunately, it happened again today.
He could go down as one of the worst appointments in Premier League history because the players aren't, you can tell that they're not having Ragnick. They're not convinced by him. And
how can you tell?
Because they're not actually putting the effort in they should be.
But why was it then the first week that United played under him? I'm watching Match of the Day, I'm listening to TalkSport, I'm listening to pundits. They're all saying, oh, you can tell what difference a new manager makes coming in.
I didn't think you could.
Why are you vesting the interest as a player into this man's philosophy when in 6 months they could bring somebody in? Are they going to bring a manager in to the same standard? Are they just going to bring a name in? Or are we going to get another manager like Ollie that will become a fan favourite, but eventually after a few years gets found out? It's just, it's such a mess.
It was obvious before I came. On average, the team conceded more than two goals. So we had to try and stabilise the team defensively. Today, unfortunately, we didn't keep a clean sheet. We didn't score. That's why we lost. In the end, it's also about results and winning points. So far, we got the points. But today we lost against the good Wolves side. In the end, we have to admit they were on the whole, if you look at the whole 95 minutes, they deserved to win.
That was a ramble. You know, when a manager just ramble and you think, you're not coherent, mate. You ain't made any sense there whatsoever. Mm. Before he took over, Michael Carrick had decent results. You've played Palace, Young Boys, Norwich, Newcastle, Burnley and Wolves. Now, when a new manager takes over, you'd look at those run of games and go,
wow,
cool, you know what, that's a great chance for us to me to implement my ideas and get the players' confidence up. That was actually a worse performance tonight than Newcastle.
And on 81 minutes, João Moutinho picks the ball up on the edge of the 18-yard area and he just slots it into the bottom corner. They were absolutely superb today, Wolverhampton Wanderers. Thoroughly deserved the 3 points.
Can we just take a few moments to appreciate that performance by Wolverhampton Wanderers? I'm driving back from Manchester now. I've watched Wolves in three divisions. I've watched Wolves in Europe. And that must be one of, if not the best performances by a Wolves team. On the basis of tonight, if you'd offered me any of those United players to put them into the Wolves 11, I don't think I would have taken any of them.
On now to the Wolves boss, Bruno Lage.
We prepare well the game. We come with a big strategy. But the most important thing, we went here to play in the stadium with a lot of history, play with this fantastic team, but we come the personality that I want. We come to play the way we want. Every time my plan is to put men in front to try to create chances, and we did. We put Adama, he did well, and after we tried to close the game with Leander.
Now, Chelsea striker Romelu Lukaku has held showdown talks. What are showdown talks? With manager Thomas Tuchel after he was dropped from the match day squad for the clash with Liverpool. We'll hear from former Palace owner Simon Jordan, Jamie O'Hara and Danny Murphy on the matter. But first, two ex-Chelsea players in Mario Melchior and Jason Funboy Kunde on Thomas Tuchel and whether he was right to axe the Belgian forward. Not Kunde, obviously, Tuchel.
A lot of people at the club are very disappointed, including me. You know, you read that when you see the whole thing, because when I first heard about it, you thought, has this been taken out of context? Has it been lost in translation? How does this read? But when you see it and you hear it, you come away thinking, totally unnecessary, totally unnecessary. And he's got a bit of making up to do.
Don't do it in public, because when you do it in public, the person that receives it feels like an attack. And I think that's what Tuchel felt, like an attack. And when you do that, especially with the price tag he came, with the situation he's in, he should have been a little bit smarter in that case.
Big team news, Sam. Confirmation that Romelu Lukaku is not part of Thomas Tuchel's matchday squad, as we've been reporting on TalkSport.
Chelsea should park him up, and quite rightly so. And the same thing that's happening with Aubameyang should happen to him. This is not about players wrestling control.
I'm all for
managers.
Discipline. I wonder if you're going to go there.
I am all
this
for
is
discipline.
About trying to get control of it. This is players pushing the envelope because there's a narrative right now that players can do and say and act and respond the way they want to. And managers like Tuchel and Arteta, more power to them.
But on the other side, if Tuchel promised him certain things and they switch and they change something else, of course, you're going to be annoyed by it. But just keep it private. And I think Tuchel, for me, did the right thing in the sense of like, he has to step up. Because if you're not in charge of the team, the whole team, you lose everything.
Because it wasn't sanctioned by Chelsea, interviewees, when you do an interview with someone else, it can almost get taken out of context. Like, they've saved that interview for the right moment to put it out because it was done 3 or 4 weeks ago. And then they picked the right moment when it's a huge game coming up at the weekend and that interview comes out. So I feel for him a little bit in that sense. But the comments are really poor.
The reason why this hasn't gone straight on air is because they know they've got something which can be even more Machiavellianly used, i.e. drop it right on the opening of the transfer window, boom, explosion, mayhem,
is it,
media content.
What's happened to a player knocking on the door of a manager and having a conversation about why he's not playing and the tactics and having a row and having, you know, where's that gone? Why are players feeling the need to speak out about something? For so long, I used to talk to players about, and they'd say, why is the manager doing that? Can you speak to him about it? And I'm like, go knock on his door. That wouldn't have come out of his mouth if he got it off his chest. The resentment had built.
He's talking about a little love letter back to Inter Milan, right? Which, you know, you can take in the rounds as being someone that's giving a kiss back to Inter Milan. I might come and join you again in the future, right?
Yeah.
But the one that's getting criticised is Tuchel.
Now, is it right to goad opposition fans as a professional footballer? Yes, it is, apparently. Here's the former Liverpool midfielder, Danny Murphy, to tell us why. Yeah, go on, Danny, tell us. See, I'm goading him, but he doesn't like that.
Kevin De Bruyne not happy with those Arsenal fans. Rightly so. There was a toilet roll, there were plastic fizzy drinks bottles. Rodri whipped off his shirt in celebration.
Adebayo ran from one length of the pitch to the other.
Well, that was
insanity. Right? But this guy's...
Oh,
Danny, it's provocative.
It's a
combative sport.
What am I going to do? What are you going to do? What would 9 out of 10 people do?
Why would you go and antagonise somebody?
You're doing your job. You're scoring a winning goal for your team.
And giving it to the fans. Right? Running to those fans.
But that's what football is and always has been.
No, it's not.
It always has been.
It's not.
It's shutting up the away fans. It's shutting up the home fans depending on what team you're on. It's shoving one up them and saying, take that. So we want banter. We're all right with banter. Fans singing some songs, banter, and the players having a bit of banter, and everything's good until it goes what past what line. Celebrating a goal and staying on the pitch is not crossing a line. If you want to use that and say that he's provoking somebody to throw a bottle, fine,
no,
do it.
No one's saying
that.
What are you saying?
You're one or the other.
Are you saying what Rodri did was absolutely acceptable?
Yes.
Acceptable?
Yes.
Shirt off, running right towards the other fans.
No.
Have that.
Damn
just
right.
Taking 3 points off
yes.
you.
On out to West Ham and Declan Rice, who made his 150th Premier League appearance for the Amers at the weekend. However, Moni Simon Jordan claims that Rice will not reach 200 caps for the Irons.
Declan Rice, it's 3-0 to West Ham!
He won't make 200 appearances for West Ham. You know, he's made 150, he won't make 200. That's not because West Ham isn't a fertile ground for him to play good football at. It's because someone will make a compelling offer to West Ham. And irrespective of Czechoslovakian, I think, huge investment into the ownership of that club, they will sell him. And it probably will be north of 100 million quid, because that's the ridiculous marketplace that we're in. Where he goes is a debate between who pitches his agent and how the agent is pitched and what the opportunity exists and looks like.
And finally, onto the darts and the final of the PDC at Ali Pali, where Peter Snakebite Wright beat Michael Bully Boy Smith to become champion of the world. This was how it sounded on TalkSport.
But now, for the world title, double 16, Peter Wright. It's there! Peter Snakebite Wright is a two-time world champion at Alexandra Palace. A 7-5 win against Michael Smith. And he collects the darts from the board and just puts his head against the board.
The last three sets, yeah, I was happy with. But obviously, I was just trying to find the throw, and I couldn't find it. There was just the atmosphere changed in the room that made my darts fly different, and I was just struggling. And plus, I was telling myself off too much, and you should never do that when you're playing. So I stopped telling myself off and just said, right, you need to win the next nine legs. If you want to become world champion again. And I know it wasn't exactly nine legs I won, but I won the sets that I needed to.
Now England captain Joe Root says they are trying to manage as best they can as coronavirus impacts preparations for the fourth Ashes test against Australia tonight, which of course makes no difference because we've lost. So there's no point even playing it. But anyway, head coach Chris Silverwood and some of the backroom staff are isolating and aren't available in Sydney. Root hopes it will inspire them to salvage some pride with the series already lost. And of course, pride completely lost.
It's an opportunity for us as a group to come tight together, to work together, be good human beings, help each other prepare as well as we possibly can do, and almost stand up in a bit of adversity and then use that in a positive way when we get out there on the field.
Joe Root's now asking England to restore some pride in the remaining two Ashes tests. It's after England lost the third by an innings and with it the series.
I'll look at my future beyond this tour at the end of it. You know, I think there are questions for me to answer. I don't think that's a distraction that should be around the group or I should be wasting energy on right now. I need to make sure to throw everything I can into these two games.
That's it. Thanks for listening on the TalkSport app or wherever you get your podcasts from. I'm back on Andy Goldstein's Drive Time show today on TalkSport 4 p.m. alongside Super Charlie Austin. There will, of course, be another one of these Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily podcasts out first thing in the morning, so do what you got to do to get it. Until then, thanks for listening. Have a lovely day and above all, be safe, everyone. Be safe.
That was a podcast from TalkSport.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.